Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Courage, said Ernest Hemingway, is fear that has prayed. Yet when confronted with despair in his own personal life, Hemingway chose the path of least resistance and took his own life. In my file is an anonymous quote where somebody wrote, "It takes more courage to be faithful in routine things than to risk one's life in a moment of spectacular danger." Do you believe that? Yes, it is one thing to dash into a burning building to snatch a child from the jaws of death, and it's another thing to stand by your sick wife month after month or to face the routine of a job that you just don't like. "My problems are overwhelming. I can't cope anymore. I wish I had the courage to quit or to walk out and try something different." Statements like that are typical of the letters and emails that have come to me in response to this program. Things are not getting better. Dr. Rollo May, in his book, The Courage to Create, contends that courage is not the opposite of discouragement or despair. He said courage is rather the capacity to move ahead in spite of despair. And I'm convinced that it is right here where you must find courage, drawing from resources you don't have. It is here that the grace of God can provide the courage that you really lack. Naturally, when we think of men and women of courage, we think of some of the great heroes of the faith. We think of Daniel, who faced the den of lions rather than surrender his convictions. We remember a lad by the name of David who faced the giant Goliath. And of course, we recall the courage of Esther, who risked her life for her people, saying, "If I perish, I perish." But at times, instead of inspiring us, those examples only depress us. "But I'm not Esther," you say. Or, "Look, I'm just me, and I don't have that kind of stuff that heroes are made out of." Our problems are not our biggest difficulties. What matters most is our reaction to them. If you believe that all the strength you will ever have is the resources within, then you probably will despair. I would. If, however, I believe that at the end of my resources, which I reach rather quickly, is the strength and power of God to sustain and do what I can't do, then I will press on and trust Him. That, friend, is courage born of the conviction that God is enough. When you really believe that, you can push on no matter what confronts you. It is this that enables the single parent to face the future. It is this strength which allows you to face one day at a time and to survive. Whoever wrote those words long ago is right. It takes more courage to be faithful in routine things than to risk your own life in a moment of spectacular danger. The great unsung heroes of courage today are the little people who keep on in spite of great difficulties. You may be one of them. Greenville Kleiser wrote these words of encouragement. "Press on, though mists obscure the steep and rugged way, and clouds of doubt beset. Soon dawns the brighter day, keep on. Though hours be long, and days deep fraught with woe, let patience have her perfect work, and vanquish every foe. Hope on. Though all seems lost, and storms beat high, have faith. Be still and know that God is nigh." Over 500 years ago, Thomas A. Kempis wrote, "It is good for us to have trials and troubles at times. When a man of good will is afflicted, he realizes his greatest need is God, without whom he can do no good."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.